Welcome or welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Health podcast, where we talk about self-awareness, conscious living, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ree. Thank you so much for joining me and allowing me to be a part of your journey. The sun is really doing her thing today and is making me so happy considering the previous state of the weather and like the gloom that's been happening and affecting my mood. So this makes me really happy. So as the calendar year comes to an end, I really want to take some time to just reflect on my highs, my lows, my lessons. This is something I would typically do in my journal. And I did technically, like I wrote this down in my journal, but I didn't really elaborate on it because honestly, I know oftentimes, I don't know, I feel like in my mind, I'm never giving advice. Like, this is not advice. This is like me reflecting. This is therapy. But somehow you guys are like, you know, some of you are in this same space that I'm in. And that's what makes it so beautiful. But yeah, today we're just going to be, you know, unpacking some highs, some lows, and lessons. And also what I'm looking forward to in the upcoming year. Okay, like, I don't know if I should start with the highs or the lows. Low-key, want to start with the lows so we can end it off on a high note. So, yeah, let's go with that. Let's get into it. My first low, I feel like for this year and for my whole life, I've been too hard on myself. Really, really hard on myself. Honestly, like, sometimes when I'm recording a podcast, I'll go back to the previous clip and I'll listen to it just to see how I sounded. And I did that just now and not gonna lie, part of me wanted to delete it and do it over, but we letting that go. We're leaving that behind. I've talked about this before and I think my natural tendency, I mean, is it really natural? It was learned. But the tendency for me to be hard on myself is because it's like because of how I was raised, how I was brought up. If you listen to, you know, grieving the old version of myself or maybe even reparenting myself, I'm not sure which episode it was. I really dived deep on why I'm like this. Like, why you like this? But it's because how I was raised, the expectations and interactions that I had with my mother is why I am so hard on myself. But I feel like this year was the year that I actually, like, realized that, like, why are you so mean to yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like, any little mistake I make, I'm beating myself up internally. Like, you know what I'm saying? That internal dialogue is crazy. It's, trust me, it's gotten way better, but it didn't start off this way. Like, I think this could be a low and a high, honestly, because, like, I noticed that I was hard on myself, and I think that in itself is a step. Yeah, and I just was so hard on myself, was, am still working on it. It's a work in progress. To the point where I was so judgmental towards myself. Like, every little thing. And it really was detrimental to my mental health until I kind of, like, took a step back and realized, like, wow, you got to do better with yourself. And I said this before, but the relationship we have with ourselves is the most important relationship that we'll ever have. It's the longest relationship that we'll ever have. So it's definitely important to, you know, speak nicely to yourself. And I think the way that we treat ourselves is a reflection in the way that we treat others. Like, if I'm judging myself and if I'm super hard on myself, I am more likely to be judgmental towards others and not allow others any grace or any room for mistakes. And, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that person. Like, life gets so much easier when you're nice to yourself and you accept yourself, you change the things you can, and you let go and understand the things that you can't change. I feel like with these lows, I feel like every low is a lesson. Like, y'all know I always say, like, every low, fail, mistake, it's a lesson. That's why it's important to allow yourself to embrace the lows. So yeah, like I'm talking about my lows, but also like low key, high key, they're very much lessons. So yeah, no longer, not even no longer, because it's like you can't go from one day I'm being hard on myself and the next day I am not hard on myself. But yeah, slowly letting go of the toxic perfection energy. Like, we don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want her. I don't want to know who she is. She has nothing to offer for me. So we're letting go. We're giving ourselves grace in 2023 and beyond, period. Another thing that I didn't really like in 2022 is I feel like I started to care a lot about what other people thought about me. The obligations, you know what I'm saying, of other people. And unlike being too hard on myself, I don't think that this is something that was really heavy all my life. I feel like here recently is when this energy started to manifest within my being. I am a creator and I share myself online with the world. I have to say, though, specifically with this community, I haven't felt like I needed to be anything else other than what I am. I don't know. This podcast has really just been such a safe space for me. And you all, even when you, like, you know, message me or anything like that, you all feel so warm and y'all feel like home for me. So I really haven't felt that particular energy within this space, but more specifically on YouTube. I cared a lot about what other people thought about me in that space particularly, because I don't know why. I don't know why, but it was so bad to the point where I wouldn't even upload. If you go back and look at my 2022 videos, like, there's not a lot of videos. A lot of that had to do with being worried about how I would be perceived by other people. And to be transparent, I was dealing with some like skin issues, which now I know I was just like doing too much. My skin is super sensitive. But I was using all these mainstream products that I would see, you know, skincare bloggers talk about, and my skin just can't handle stuff like that. Like, literally, I need to just wash my face, exfoliate. Very rarely, occasionally, I found this new method for exfoliating. This is not a skincare podcast, but I found this new method of exfoliation. I could share with you guys on Instagram or... But that's besides the point. That's not what we're talking about today. But because of how I looked physically and I was insecure about how I looked, I kind of projected that energy and those feelings onto other people. I was like, well, other people probably like paying attention and thinking this and that about me. You know, I cared way too much about what other people thought about me. 9 times out of 10, people really don't care. I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. Like, you may think that you're looking a certain way, or you may be insecure about, I don't know, like something physical, like your hair, your body, your face. And another person can think you're absolutely beautiful, like on your worst day. On your worst freaking day possible, you can feel like shit, look like shit to you, but somebody else will be able to point out the beauty in you. And I think that's beautiful. But letting go of caring about what people think, and I think a part of that is the need for external validation as well. And overthinking, which is my next low, like overthinking too much when it's really not that deep, it's not that serious. It's really just self-sabotage, like getting in my head so much to the point where I become stagnant. I am not creating at the capacity in which I want to create. Like, let's get out of our heads, because more than likely, it's in our heads. And it just goes back to one of my favorite affirmations. The opinions, obligations, and values of other people are none of my business. Period. Like, I think that it's so important to find internal light so you can experience eternal joy. Like, you know what I'm saying? When we are constantly seeking validation and, you know, putting the values and opinions of other people above our own being, you can tend to feel stuck. Not even stuck. What's the word for this? It's the opposite of free. I can't think of that particular word right now. But, okay, not gonna lie. Literally had to Google that because... But it can make you feel captive. Captive is the word that I was searching for. You become a prisoner. You honestly have to live for you. And just going back to, like, not being comfortable with myself because of how I looked physically, I'm beginning to learn and understand that I am more than my physical being. Way, way more. I'm so much more than that. So something as silly as a breakout or a pimple or I don't know, like how my hair looks, how my body looks, that's only a fraction of who I truly am. And my insecurities, and my insecurities, they should not dim my light. I won't let my insecurities dim my light. Because truly, my insecurities, are they really my insecurities? Like, are y'all understanding what I'm saying? Are my insecurities really my insecurities? The world has taught us to hate ourselves. Not blatantly, but the world has for sure, society has for sure taught us to hate ourselves. And I won't be a prisoner of it. I love myself. I am more than my physical, external being. I'm more than this avatar. There's so much more to me. And I embrace that. I'm no longer being a prisoner of my thoughts. I'm no longer being a prisoner of my insecurities. I'm no longer searching and seeking external validation. The light is within me. I am the light. You are the light. Let's lean into that. Another low is I consumed a lot of social media this year. Like, what the actual fuck? Like, I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm kind of embarrassed. But, like, when I say consumed, it wasn't really like, well, yeah, it was kind of consuming, especially on TikTok. Not here recently, but, like, a few months ago, like, I was really in my TikTok era, just scrolling unconsciously, mindlessly. But I feel like more so here lately, it's just been checking notifications. Partly because I love to connect and talk with y'all, but also out of habit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've said this before, like, once our bodies get into the habit of doing something, even when our mind wants to stop that habit, it's hard to do that because your body is so used to doing this particular thing. So, yeah, sis consumed a lot of social media this year, and there's a fine line between being a consumer on these apps and being a creator. Especially if you are a creator, it's like, and that's something I'm still trying to work on, like finding that balance between being a creator and a consumer on these apps. I really don't even really have a lot to say about it, but I'm trying. And I know what to do. I know the steps to get there. But it's just like my body is just stuck in this habitual routine. And like, y'all, I've been getting up and getting on my phone still. Like, I had some periods, I know earlier this year, or a few episodes ago, I kind of talked about waking up and getting on social media. And I kind of had some periods where I stopped doing it, but I'm right back doing it. And I need to set myself up, which I'm going to kind of get into this a little later when I talk about my lessons. But I got to set myself up for success. I used to sleep with my phone in another room. And I got to get back to doing that because I feel like when I get on my phone first thing in the morning, I'm kind of setting myself up, self up for the rest of the day. I'm going to be constantly checking social media because I feel like how you start your day is really important. How you start your day, that's the energy that you're going to have for the rest of the day. More than likely, like whether we want it or not, like that's just what it is. So yeah, definitely always working on finding that balance. Obviously in life, but also as a creator and a consumer on these social media apps. And I think that it's okay to consume, but you got to do it consciously. You got to do it mindfully. And I'm still searching for that balance. Okay, let's get into the highs. I think one of the biggest highs for me this year is that I have become more aware of course, myself, but my emotions. Honestly, I am a very sensitive and emotional being. Like, that's just me. That's just who I am. And I mean every emotion. Like, I cry all the time. And sometimes it's just like, okay, I feel overwhelmed and I just need to cry. And I think that's a part of becoming aware of my emotions, because some days I just be like, I don't know. I just need to cry. You know, I just need to release whatever energy that I have balled up that's no longer serving me. I need to let it go. I need to cry. But also, I can be quick-tempered and angry. I know that a large part of that has to do with how I was raised and how my mother talked to me. She, to this day, is still quick-tempered, short patience, and seems to be a bit angry. And I think once I really realized that my emotions were learned and not necessarily nature for me, is when I kind of, you know, I guess start to become more aware and also understand that my emotions aren't something that I have to give a lot of meaning to. Like, if that makes any sense. Because it's just that. Like, it's an emotion. I've been learning to detach myself from these feelings and from these emotions. Yeah, just learning to not give meaning, so much meaning and so much attachment to my emotions. I'm reading the book Think Like a Monk. I'm still reading it, y'all. Y'all know self-help books take forever to read. And I'm going to get into that a little later. But he talks about us as humans and how we own our emotions and we make them like a part of who we are. Like, instead of saying, I'm so mad right now, I feel angry, I feel mad. Because we are not our emotions. I am not angry. Like, hi, I'm angry. No, you're not. You're Ree. I feel angry. So learning to detach from our emotions and understand that there are feelings, there are energy and motion, and it'll pass. And I think becoming aware of your emotions too, especially for me this year, it has really allowed me to interact more mindfully in my relationships. Like, I'm noticing my tone. I'm noticing how I'm speaking to people I love. You know, everyone, obviously, but I have most of my interactions with the people I love. But yeah, I'm noticing, like, when I've said something a little off the wall and noticing how I say things, and also not being too proud to go back and say, hey, I'm sorry, I was wrong for this. Or even if you don't feel like you were in the wrong, because I think oftentimes in disagreements, we don't think we're wrong, even if we are. But even if you don't feel wrong, just going back and saying, hey, I'm sorry, you know, because sometimes it's not about being right or wrong. It's about the approach. It's about the tone. It's about the delivery. So became more aware of my emotions, and my interactions with others was a huge, huge high. And honestly, breaking generational curses, because to this day, this is something that I think a lot of people, but specifically, I can only speak for my family. To this day, it's something that still my mother still struggles with. And I'm sending her all the love, and I'm going to help her and be there for her as much as I can. And I'm hoping this is something that she can release and let go of as well. Another high is that your girl got reacquainted with the power of using your breath. When I tell y'all, like, I find myself in every situation using my breath to get me through, you know, anxiety, hard times, or whatever the case may be. But also, really quick, what I feel like I was already unconsciously using my breath to get me through life because in the past, like, you know, you guys know I talked about meditation. I meditated almost every day for like a year of my life. The reason I say reacquainted is because, again, reading Jay Shetty's book, and it actually made me realize, like, dang, I actually do be using my breath, like, to get me through life. But so there's a part, I think it's in the introduction, he was talking about his first day as a monk at the ashram, and I'm probably not pronouncing that word right, but I think it'll be okay. But he saw this 10-year-old monk teaching other little monks, like they're probably like 4 or 5 years old. And so Jay, he went up to the 10-year-old and was just talking to him. And so the 10-year-old monk was just telling him, yeah, this is their first day of school. And he asked Jay, what did you learn on your first day of school? And he's like, oh, I learned, like, you know, the alphabet, numbers and stuff like that. What did they learn? And when he says they, he's speaking about the, you know, the little monks. He goes, they learned how to use their breath. And Jay is like, okay, like, what the hell? Like, why? And so the 10-year-old monk tells him, the only thing that is consistent throughout the moment we're born and the moment we're no longer here on this earth is our breath. Our breath will get us through different situations, different feelings. And so, yeah, he was teaching them how to use their breath and the power of their breath. And that just really, really spoke to me. I was just like, whoa, wowzers. Because it's true. Throughout our entire life, from the moment we open our eyes to we are no longer here in physical form, our breath is the only thing that is consistent. And it's better to learn how to use it to benefit from it. Like, you know what I'm saying? When we're in a situation where, you know, we may have a little fear or we're scared or whatever the case may be, our breath is going to speed up. But when you learn to take control of your breath and, you know, take deep breaths, take inhales, exhales, it will get you through some of the darkest, toughest moments in your life. And I'm just so grateful that I was reminded of that in this book. But yeah, like I was saying, my breath has really helped me out. It has really transformed my emotions and the way I respond to things. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's allowed me to respond versus reacting. If you guys don't know what reacting versus responding, reacting is just like literally a reaction, like you didn't even think about it. You know what I'm saying? And a response is a carefully, thoroughly thought out response. And my breath has really helped me stay in the moment. And I'm forever grateful for like breath work and meditation. Another high is that I fell in love with reading, like really, really, really actually fell in love with reading. I've talked about this before. There was a point in my journey where I was obsessed with reading self-help books. And it kind of like, you know, during that period, I do feel like those books helped me. But it kind of sucked the fun out of reading for me because it kind of felt like, I don't know, like a task, like homework, like school in a sense. So this year, I really, really stepped into my fiction era, my biography era, you know, whatever the fuck I want to read era. And it's so fun. It's so genuinely, like, I love it. Thinking back to when I said, like, self-help books take forever to read, because they genuinely, truly do. Because it's one of those things where we're reading it for fun, but also we're reading it to grow and to heal and to, you know, reap benefits from this particular book. Now, last time I was like, I'm going to try to read a fiction, then a self-help, fiction, then a self-help. But, you know, I don't think I'm going to do that. I think that Travis literally told me last night, he feel like sometimes self-help books isn't a book that, you know, you are, the goal isn't to just finish it. It is to, like, just read a couple of pages a day and allow those words to, you know, really, I don't know, like, affect you in your being and your life. I feel like I didn't make any kind of sense when I just said what I said, but I know y'all will get it. But yeah, just read one or two pages a day and let it soak in. So that's what we're doing. And also, I'm learning that reading books isn't the only way to heal and acquire knowledge. Like, I mean, the internet, first of all. Obviously, you want to make sure you're getting a good source. But the internet is amazing. I think that, first of all, YouTube. I love watching Eckhart Tolle's videos and just hearing him speak. And I don't know, like, there are so many platforms and sources for healing, like, just living your life. And that's what I really had to tell myself. Like, I do not have to be reading a self-help book just to be, like, you know what I'm saying? Just to heal. Like, me talking to y'all is therapy for me. That's healing for me. Me listening to other podcasts, me reading fiction books, me reading biographies, me just experiencing life, watching. It's just like, for me, though, I did feel like I need to have some source of high vibrational consumption. And it may look different every day. Maybe one day it is me reading a few pages of a self-help book. But another day it could be me watching Deepak Chopra, or listening to Deepak, or listening to Oprah, or watching a TED Talk. Y'all, I used to be obsessed with TED Talks. And I still do love TED Talks. Literally, Travis used to make fun of me because I was always watching TED Talks. That was the era that I was in now, or then. But yeah, just whatever the case may be, right now I am kind of researching and really, really interested in The Spiral. Yeah, I'll talk more about that when I feel open to do so. But yeah, that's one thing that I'm like really into right now. But yeah, point being, I really fell in love with reading. And I don't know, like, it's not a task. It doesn't feel like homework. It doesn't feel like something I should be doing. Like, I'm genuinely reading because I want to read. And honestly, I'm not forcing anything. Like, for example, there was a book that I was reading earlier this year, a fiction book. And I think I was on page like 50 when I, like, the book was actually called Red at the Bone, and I just could not get into it. And I really, really gave it a chance. I gave it a shot. I did. I got on page 50. I was like to page 50, and I was just like, yeah, no, this is not hitting like I thought it would. So I don't care how far I've gotten in the book. My goal isn't to really finish it. It's to enjoy it. To have enjoyed reading. And I do. Okay, my last, one of my last highs is I was consistent with this podcast. Yes. Full transparency, this podcast was supposed to be put on hold. You know, life was lifing, and, you know, we just had a lot going on. We talked about stopping the podcast altogether, and I was just like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to stop doing this podcast. I don't know. It was just in my energy. It was in my being. It was something that I wanted to do, and I felt like I needed to do, and I'm so happy I did. Oh my God, my voice is shaking. I'm about to start crying, girl. Calm down. But I'm so happy, like genuinely so happy, so grateful that I continued this podcast for like consistently, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of emotions here, but the amount of messages that I have gotten, y'all, is crazy. Like every day I'm getting new messages from y'all letting me know that you love this podcast and that it has helped you and that you relate to it. And it's so crazy because growing up, like, I'm a different kind of girl. Growing up, just like to be completely blunt, I never felt like I really fit in. Like, as a Black woman, I never felt like I fit in with a lot of the Black kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? The kids who look like me, I never felt like I fit in. I feel like I was quote unquote too white for the Black people and too Black for the white people. If that makes any kind of sense, if you know what I'm talking about, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, that's because you haven't lived it. But I've realized that it really had nothing to do with Black and white. It had nothing to do with that. It was just that I had not found my people. And through this podcast, through this platform, I have finally found my people. Y'all are my people. And it feels so, so, so good. It feels good to be here, honestly, truly. And I'm forever grateful for y'all for tapping in every episode and listening, interacting, engaging. And truly grateful that just by me talking, like, I would have never fathomed, like, literally, me, little old me, getting on here talking about my life, how I'm feeling, what has affected me, like, all the shit I be talking about. I would have never thought that people would relate to it and gravitate to it in the way that y'all are. Like, it literally blows my mind every freaking single day. Like, I'm forever grateful for this platform. I'm forever grateful for y'all. And I'm forever grateful for whatever feeling, that energy, that stench was for me to keep going and keep this podcast going. I'm forever grateful that it was in me. We are literally just getting started. We have so much room for growth. And I'm literally so happy. Like, I can't. You guys have no idea. Okay, moving on to lessons. So, my biggest lesson this year: everything is temporary. Everything is temporary, period. Our moments of joy, laughter, it's temporary. Our moments of pain, challenges, struggle, tears, it's temporary. Everything is temporary. And I think that when you look at life this way, it gets easier. When you realize that your challenges, your struggles, your pain, your tears are temporary, it gets easier. It's easier. And it helps you to get through those troubling times. And when you realize that your happy moments, your laughter with your loved ones, your success is temporary, you become more grateful for it. Become more grateful for it. And when I say your success is temporary, I don't mean like, oh, you've hit your ceiling. No, I mean like your journey is a up and down. It's an ebb and flow. It's not stagnant. It's not a stagnant journey. It's literally up and down. And once you understand that and you grasp that concept and you accept that concept of everything is temporary, life gets so much easier, bro. Like, you have no idea. Like, when I'm feeling sad, notice I said feel. When I'm feeling sad, I tell myself, this too shall pass. It's temporary. It's temporary. Literally, it's temporary. When I'm happy, when I'm feeling joy, I understand this is temporary. And I tend to be more grateful, show more gratitude to the present moment. Understanding that things are temporary, that does, it helps you stay in the present moment. It helps you appreciate the moment. Whatever the moment is, it helps you appreciate it. Embrace the growth. Embrace the change. Embrace the evolution. Because you can't get growth and you can't get change and evolution without a little bit of a decline every now and then. Ebb and flows, ups and downs. Everything is temporary. Another lesson, I think, well, it's two lessons, but it's pretty much one, I think. But prepare, 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 and make it easy. Like, make whatever you want to make easy for yourself, easy. And I think, like, making it easy don't always look like making it easy. And it really reminds me of the law of least effort. Like, when I think about making it easy, I think about trusting in the universe, doing the inner work, and trusting that what's for me is for me, and everything that I want is already mine. Like, to me, that's preparing. That's making it easy. Like, when you're thinking about spirituality. But in a tangible aspect, making it easy can look like what I just said earlier. Like, if I don't want to wake up and get on my phone, I'm gonna put my phone in another room. Like, so I'm gonna get used to the fact that it's not here for me to even get on. Another example is if I want to eat healthy, I'm going to, I don't necessarily like meal prep, but I like to prep my food. So, like, it just makes it easier for me to cook, like, my veggies, like, cut up my veggies or roast some chickpeas for the week. Or, you know what I'm saying, like, cut my little greens up. So that way, it's easy for me to eat them. It's easy for them, for me to consume them, because they're already, the hard part is already done. If I want to work out in the morning, I already have my clothes, my workout clothes sitting out. Make it easy. I learned that from the book Atomic Habits that I read at the top of this year. Make it easy. Even when I think about content, like, I think often I sometimes stress about my content being the same, but I mean, that's kind of the beauty of it. Like, everything is the same but different, and I'm blessed with the opportunity to, like, my work is my life. If that, I mean, it, that don't sound good, but, like, I get to live my life for work. Like, I get to just be me. And that is super, super beautiful. But when I think about making that easy, I have to remind myself, you are the content. Just live. It's okay if what you're saying is repetitive. It's okay if you're showing something that you've already seen. Because I think there's comfort in that. For someone who watches videos and follow certain people, there's comfort in seeing the same but different thing. So yeah, biggest lesson, prepare and make it easy. Okay, getting into some of the things that I'm looking forward to in the upcoming year. For starters, this podcast, literally there's so much in store. I'm so excited, like words can't even describe. And low-key, I want to, like, let y'all know.
Go ahead and let them know. There's no sense of holding back. Just let them know.
Yeah, I'm going to just leave that right there. But like I said, so much in store, so much growth, so much more community to be built. And I can't even wrap my mind around it. I'm so happy, so excited, looking forward to everything we have in store for this podcast. I'm looking forward to more balance in life. Shit gets, like, really boring when there is no balance. Like, if I'm always, you know, doing things that are detrimental to my health, my well-being, or if I'm always perfect. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just looking forward to embracing the balance, embracing the lessons, embracing the quote-unquote failure, giving myself grace. Just really looking forward to the balance. Also looking forward to, I'm not forcing shit. Like, I'm not forcing anything. I've kind of had this energy for a while now, but I'm not forcing friendships. I'm not forcing relationships. I'm not even, like, work-related, career-related things. Like, if it don't fit, it don't fit. Like, if it makes sense, it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And what's for me is for me. So there's no need to force anything. There's no need to be anxious about opportunities. Or have the mindset of lack when it comes to just life in general, because there's so much out there for me. There's so much out there for you, for us. We're not forcing shit. Let's let things flow. Let them happen naturally. Like my good friend Mo said, less force, more flow, period. All 2023 and beyond. Also, I'm looking forward to being a multifaceted, multidimensional creative. Like, I used to think that once I did one thing, like one type of creative outlet, that was the only one. Like, I couldn't do or be anything else. But I am a multidimensional being. I am a multidimensional creative being. And I'm just looking forward to embracing that. And I've said this before, but I've always been really creative. And there is no attachment to one creative outlet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm open to it all. Whatever the energy, whatever spirit takes me in this creative journey, I'm open to it. I'm open for it. And I'm embracing just myself, my creativity, and being multidimensional. Last but not least, I'm really looking forward to building healthy relationships, you know, with friends, with family. I feel like I'm often a loner, and that's okay because I love it here, but I'm very particular about the people I give my energy to. And I think that's a really, really good thing. I used to look at it as, you know, kind of a pitfall, but it's actually a positive thing. I'm very careful with who I allow into my space, into my home. And when I say home, I don't mean my physical home. I mean my energy. I'm very careful about that. But I am looking forward to building those healthy relationships. I've met some people at the end of this year that I, you know, look forward to seeing our friendship evolve and building healthy relationships and healthy interactions that sometimes I may shine away from because honestly, it's not something that I'm completely used to, but I'm going to embrace that, embrace making new friends, building new healthy relationships. Yeah, completely looking forward to that. That is all for this episode, y'all. I want you to, if you feel called to, let me know what your highs, lows, and lessons of this year is, are, were. I don't have proper grammar, you know. Somebody told me, like, yeah, sorry if my English is bad because English is my first language. I feel like English is my first language, but is it really my first language? That's another story for another day. I feel like naturally, no, it's not. But, yeah, let me know what your highs, lows, and lessons are. Doesn't have to be every single one. Could be one of them. But please feel free to share however many you want to share. I look forward to reading them. I always enjoy reading what you guys have to say. You guys teach me so much, too. Like, when I'm reading your answers and everything like that. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure others in our community could benefit from what you all have to offer. Anyway, I love y'all so much. Again, big thank you for being here with me this season. We've seen so much growth. I love y'all. We've built so much community, and I'm just so happy, so content, so grateful for what's here in this present moment and what we have to come. I love you, and I will talk to you next season. Bye.